Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Today, we're bringing you a newbie lesson where we are doing one of the most nerve-wracking things, probably.
Yes, we're presenting the family.
We're meeting the family. Are we meeting our wives or our girlfriend's family?
Basically, you're like introducing your family to someone.
Uh-huh. That's always scary, especially if you're in a relationship. So what's our key word for today?
The key word is sobrina.
Sobrina. Sobrina. This is a noun, a feminine noun, sobrina, and that means a niece.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a niece. What about a nephew?
Sobrino.
Oh, so basically the same thing, but you just change the A to an O.
Yeah, here English is more difficult.
Right, because you have niece, nephew.
Exactly. Okay. Here is sobrina, sobrino.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, let's take a listen to today's dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
Mucho gusto.
Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
¿Y ella?
Mi esposa.
Second time.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
Mucho gusto.
Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
¿Y ella?
Mi esposa.
Third time.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
Mucho gusto.
Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
¿Y ella?
Mi esposa.
All right, we're back. So, now let's go and translate the dialogue line by line.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
I would like to introduce you to my cousin and my uncle.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
Let me introduce you to my cousin and my uncle.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío. Mucho gusto.
Nice to meet you.
Mucho gusto.
A pleasure to meet you.
Mucho gusto. Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
She is my niece and over there is my brother.
Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
She is my niece, and over there is my brother.
Ella es mi sobrina, y allá está mi hermano. ¿Y ella?
And what about her?
¿Y ella?
And her?
Mi esposa.
My wife.
Mi esposa.
That's my wife.
Mi esposa.
So, we're meeting a couple of different members of the family. Let's go back to the first line, where we have this interesting verb that doesn't really work well in English, and sometimes Spanish speakers make the mistake of doing it, myself included, is we say te presento, or presentar would be the verb, to present.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't present, you don't really present someone in English. You introduce someone.
Exactly.
But we always make the mistake. We say, oh, let me present you to my friend, or let me present you my...
Yes, we do that a mistake a lot, and it's introduce.
To introduce. So the verb is presentar.
Yes.
Okay. And we are presenting, or we are introducing our cousin.
Yes, a mi primo.
Primo. Now, this cousin, in English, you can't differentiate. You don't know if it's a male or a female. But in Spanish, you know that it's a guy because it says primo. It ends with an O.
Yes.
So if you had a female cousin.
Prima.
Prima. Okay, so primo is a male cousin. Prima is a female cousin. And we also have our uncle.
Tío.
Tío.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tío is an uncle. And what about an aunt?
Tía.
Tía, okay.
Very simple.
Very simple. Tío and tía. And a common phrase that you would use to, you know, say that it's a pleasure to meet someone, you say?
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Mucho gusto. So it's like saying a pleasure to meet you or...
It's nice to meet you,
etc.
Mucho gusto.
Now we say, she is my niece.
Ella es mi sobrina.
Okay, so we have... Ella es mi sobrina. She is my niece. Now, what about nephew?
Sobrino.
Sobrino. So then, obviously, we would change the sentence to él es mi sobrino, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And over there, okay, is my brother.
Y allá está mi hermano.
So we have this adverb of place here, over there, allá. What about if I say, well, obviously we know that he's over there, maybe across the room or somewhere else. What if I want to say here?
Aquí.
Okay, so maybe my brother's right next to me. And here's my brother.
Mm-hmm. Right? Aquí está mi hermano.
Okay, very good. So, and what about sister?
Hermana.
Hermana, very good. And then we ask, and what about her?
Y ella.
Okay, so the sentence may seem incomplete, but we are following the thread of the conversation. So we're being presented or we're being introduced to people. We say, and what about her?
Y ella.
And that is my wife.
Mi esposa.
Mi esposa. And husband would be?
Esposo.
Esposo. Very good. So we've just gone through like pretty much the whole family tree here, or like not immediate family. You have cousins, aunts, nephew, niece. So we'll take a look at maybe some other family members that we're missing after we listen to the dialogue again.
Dialogue, first time.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
Mucho gusto.
Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
¿Y ella?
Mi esposa.
Second time.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
Mucho gusto.
Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
¿Y ella?
Mi esposa.
Third time.
Te presento a mi primo y a mi tío.
Mucho gusto.
Ella es mi sobrina y allá está mi hermano.
¿Y ella?
Mi esposa.
All right, so now let's talk a little bit about your, what we call in Spanish, political family.
Sí, tu familia política.
Right, you don't say it like that in English, obviously.
Well, so, in English you say in-laws.
Your in-laws, exactly.
It's by law.
By law, my family by law. And among those family members, you have, for example, your mother-in-law.
Suegra.
Suegra. And obviously, by default, your father-in-law would be?
Suegro.
There you go. What about your sister-in-law?
Cuñada.
Cuñada, cuñada. And then your brother-in-law?
Cuñado.
Cuñado. Okay, good. So those are your in-laws, basically. Oh, what about when you have a stepson?
Hijastro.
Hijastro. Okay, that's interesting. So then that's your stepson. Hijastra is stepdaughter. What about if you have a half-brother?
Medio hermano.
Medio hermano. So that works the same as in English. Medio mm-hmm. hermano.
Medio hermano.
We could go on forever with family members.
Or madrastra.
Madrastra. What is that?
Stepmother.
Your stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
O padrastro.
Padrastro would be your stepfather.
Yeah. I don't like those names in Spanish.
Padrastro?
No, it likes evil.
It does, right? Because of the connotation
padrastra.
of usually fairy tales are like that.
Yeah.
You're like, you have an evil stepmother. Like in, I think Cinderella. No, Cinderella,
yeah,
right?
Cinderella.
You have the evil stepmother.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of family members there. As I said, we could go on forever. You can talk about aunts and uncles. But then we'll leave that part open for you guys to come to the comment section and SpanishPod.com. And then we can discuss a little bit more about all these. Like, for example, you have tío abuelo.
Yeah.
You have uncle, which basically means uncle, grandfather.
Yes, tío, abuelo. Maybe you can introduce, you know, your family to us.
Right.
I mean, if I introduce my family, seriously, this podcast would take hours.
I know.
Because I have medio hermana, medio hermano.
This is why we have family reunions maybe only once a year.
I know.
Because when you have a family reunion, it's basically like half a neighborhood.
I know.
All right. So we'll see you guys there, SpanishPod.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.